23 minutes to nine, you're listening to Morning Ireland. Des is here with the sports news.
Yeah, hi Anya. It was a busy night in football last night. In the Champions League, Brazilian star Neymar scored twice as Paris Saint-Germain beat Manchester United 3-1 at Old Trafford. Neymar put PSG ahead after 6 minutes. United did draw level before half-time through Marcus Rashford, but the French side grabbed the win when Marquinhos poked home a goal in the 69th minute and Neymar added the third in stoppage time. United's problems, though, intensified when their midfielder Fred was sent off for a second yellow card with 20 minutes left. Now, the group couldn't be tighter with one game remaining. United, PSG and Red Bull Leipzig, they're all on 9 points going into that final game. Leipzig were 4-3 winners in Istanbul. The United manager, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, was asked about Fred's red card and if he should have been substituted given his first yellow was for putting his head into an opponent's face.
Fred shouldn't put his head towards him. I don't think he touched him, but still you don't do that. So he's a bit lucky. Yeah, it's either nothing or a red card.
And he got a yellow. It was a strange.
Yeah, but you know, I thought maybe he was a bit lucky to stay on when the referee decided to give him anything.
Did you think of taking him off at half time because of that?
Yeah. And maybe, but Fred has played really well, and he played really well. We spoke about staying calm, staying on your feet, and the second yellow card is nowhere near a foul. So. Ander knows that as well. He definitely knows.
Elsewhere, striker Olivier Giroud scored 4 goals as a dominant Chelsea won 4-0 at Seville to secure top spot in their group with a match to spare. Here's the Chelsea manager, Frank Lampard.
4 goals at this level, and actually the quality of the goals. Individual aspects from Ollie himself, team aspects in the first goal in particular, played from back to front. Amazing solo performance from him. He deserves all the accolades. I'm delighted with him. I'm delighted with the team to come here against a very strong Seville team. They made changes, so did we. It's a difficult place to come, and the team performance from start to finish was great because it had everything. There were moments in the first half where it was tough, first half where it was tough for us, and we dealt with those moments, and then our play was just brilliant.
In other games, Dortmund and Lazio drew 1-1. Barcelona were 3-0 winners at Ferencvaros, and Juventus forward Cristiano Ronaldo scored the 750th goal of his remarkable career in a 3-0 win over Dinamo Kiev. This was a game where Stephanie Frappart of France became the first female referee to take charge of a Champions League match. Now, tonight, Dundalk manager Filippo Giovannoli will pick the team for the Europa League game against Molde in Norway, despite being banned from acting as a head coach of the game. He does not possess the relevant coaching qualifications, and Dundalk were issued with a €50,000 fine as a result of Giovannoli shadow coaching in the early games of the group stages. So Shane Keegan will manage the sideline, and he's been talking about the strength of tonight's opposition.
They're arguably in a lot better form this time around than they were coming into the previous one. They had a couple of iffy results heading into the last one, whereas I think I'm right in saying they've won 5 and drawn 1 in the 6 games, league games they've played since we last came up against them. So they're really, really banging form. They seem to have kind of pretty much nailed down that second position. So it will be a very, very tough one, that's for sure. But, I mean, we have to take heart from probably two-thirds of our performance against them in the home game. I thought we were probably the better side in the first half and deservedly had that lead. Now, to be fair to them, you know, when they really turned the screw on us, we probably couldn't get out of our own half, couldn't get out of our own third, really, to be honest with you, for about 20, 25 minutes of that second half. But then came right back into it again. I think most people would agree that we were probably, you know, right to be scratching our heads as to how we came out of that game without something to show from it. And to be honest, you know, when you're competing against teams like Molde and against and like Rapid, who are firm favourites, you know, in every respect, financially, you know, in quality wise, all those kinds of things, the fact that we have gone toe to toe with them does give you huge confidence. And any question marks we had over whether we thought we were good enough to mix with them before the first game, I think those question marks are removed at this stage. And look, you have to respect them, they're a serious side, but at the same time we have to fully believe that we can go and do something.
As Shane Keegan. Now, spectators returned to some sporting events in Britain last night's football.
Crying?
Well, I was jealous. Carlisle, in the lowest division, they scored a goal against Salford in League Two, and the joy I got from hearing the roar of 2,000 fans on the ground, it was fantastic. It really was the difference between it and the fall sound we hear. So it's something for us all to look forward to. In rugby, Andy Farrell will this afternoon name the Irish team to play Scotland on Saturday. It's expected Johnny Sexton and Robbie Henshaw will both return. Michael Corcoran has been speaking to Irish forward Ian Henderson about the areas where Ireland will seek to improve.
I'd definitely say we're looking to improve in some things. There's a lot of things at the weekend I think we did really well. It'll be obviously a completely different side we play. Tactically, physically, I think Scotland are going to definitely look to come at us. They've been preparing for this game for a while now. So they'll have their tactics and plans in place, and it's up to us with the short turnaround to get on top of what we need to get on top of, get all our detail under the belt. Which I think most of it's done now, and today at training put it into practice, test ourselves today, and then we'll roll into the weekend and see how we go.
Ian Henderson. In Gaelic games, Owen Elliott of Antrim has been named as referee for the All-Ireland Senior Camogie Final between Galway and Kilkenny on Saturday week. And finally for now, Rachel, racing action today is in Clonmel, and it gets underway at 12:30.